It's All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio. I'm Neil Charnoff. We'll have Art Hound recommendations in just a few minutes, but first, it's our weekly conversation on the arts. Brattleboro's Lachis Theater has succeeded despite a number of setbacks in the last few years. Flooding temporarily closed the historic Art Deco space, and the marquee had to be replaced following a truck accident. The landmark theater itself has been closed since August for extensive renovations, but now is the time to celebrate as the Lachis prepares for a grand reopening this Saturday, featuring an appearance by documentary filmmaker Ken Burns. Here to tell us more is Executive Director of the Lachis Theater, Gail Nunziata. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Gail, the Lachis Theater falls under the umbrella of Lachis Arts. And for people unfamiliar with the organization, can you tell us a little bit about the role that it plays in the community?
I'd love to. When the Lachis Theater was first conceived, it was a movie theater, and it played that role in the community up until from 1938 up until about 2003 when Lachis Arts took it over. And when Lachis Arts came in, we knew we wanted to maintain it as a movie theater, but also to broaden all the programming that we could do because it has a magnificent main stage because it hosted vaudeville back in the day as well. And we wanted to be able to bring the community in and do more than just film programming. And it's just been a wonderful opportunity. We also make the stage available for other nonprofits to have their own fundraising events. So it's been a great way for other nonprofits to raise money for their own organizations. We're very proud of that.
And indeed, theaters are reaching out in all sorts of new directions to bring in audiences. For example, I know you run the Met Live in HD. Mm-hmm. How do you see the Lachis Theater adapting to all these changes in arts and the arts community?
Well, we started running the Met because people asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
And now this year we're starting to run the National Theater Live as well because people asked for it. So we're very open to what people are asking for. And we're happy to be able to expand the programming as much as possible. We went through a whole digital conversion, which mm-hmm. a lot of theaters have had to face. That was a big investment, but it's an investment in the future since they stopped making 35mm film. But that also gives us opportunity to live stream more events. And there's more and more of that kind of programming that comes our way, and we take advantage of it as we can.
Let's talk renovations. Now, the renovations to the Lachis Theater actually have their own name. Tell us about the heavens and the earth.
Yes, it's the Campaign for the Heavens and the Earth. Well, our theater is very beautiful, and we are very lucky to have had such a beautiful design of it when it was constructed in 1938. So it starts in the heavens with a beautiful zodiac array on a midnight blue sky. And then down there on the earth, we had all those seats that we had to replace. So we decided we'd call it the Campaign for the Heavens and the Earth because it really does span all of that. And it's a very Greek concept with gods and mortals. So we're happy to be able to bring all of that cultural aesthetic into the campaign. And it's really resonated with a lot of people. It's been a lot of fun to mount this campaign.
What kind of cost are we talking about here? And how close are you toward reaching your goal?
The goal for the campaign is $550,000. We have about $26,000 to go. So that's a good 95% towards the goal.
Is that on target? Is this about where you expected to be?
It is. We knew we'd probably open with still a little bit of money left to raise. It's not unheard of. And so there's lots of opportunity for people to still participate.
Now, the grand reopening of the Lachis, as we mentioned, is this Saturday. It's going to feature documentary filmmaker Ken Burns.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about this event?
Well, Ken has been a great friend of the theater, and he has always said that he's interested in helping lend his talent to our mission, but it just had to be the right time. And this turned out to be very good timing for him in his busy schedule and for us. So when he said that he would be happy to help us reopen the theater, we talked about what would be an appropriate program. So it just so happens he's working on this program about the Roosevelts. It's called The Roosevelts in Intimate History. It starts with the birth of Teddy Roosevelt and ends with the death of Eleanor Roosevelt. So those three generations of Roosevelts are the subject of a 7-episode series that will air on PBS in 2014. So Ken chose episode 5, which spans the years 1933 to 1939, as the focus of are opening because the theater was built in 1938, so it all just relates beautifully.
And I suspect that this will be an opportunity as well for the audience to interact with Ken Burns and ask questions?
That's true. Ken will make a few opening comments to introduce the film, but after that, he'll come back on the stage and take questions and answers, and he's just masterful at that. If you've ever heard him, he is so articulate and so passionate about what he does, so intelligent. It's a joy to listen to him read the phone book. So having him talk about his own work, it's really a very special moment, and people who hear that know how lucky that they are.
Gail Nunziata is the executive director of the Latches Theater in Brattleboro, which is celebrating its grand reopening with filmmaker Ken Burns. That's Saturday at 7:30. For more information, you can go to vpr.net. Gail Nunziata, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.